Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Overreactions from yours truly. John, I will present you some statements from the football weekend, college and pro, and I want to know, are these overreactions or not?
Okay. Oh, this is both college and pro. All right,
yes.
Let's go.
Brian Daboll will be the first coach fired. Overreaction or not?
Yeah, that's an overreaction. I wouldn't be surprised to see one happen in Cleveland. That was Kevin Stefanski. I know he's a good coach.
Reigning coach of the year, Kevin Stefanski.
Okay, have we not seen that before? NBA. He ended up in Detroit. Like that. That does happen, but. That was awful. And Daboll might be the guy. I don't know.
I mean, it might not even all be his fault here. I mean, he's been saddled with Daniel Jones. They drafted him. They've paid him. They can't protect him. He was sacked five times, and he's a disaster.
Somebody's got to be the fall guy, though.
And I think it will be Daboll sooner rather than later.
It very well could be.
I think he's the first coach fired. Next one. Jim Harbaugh is going to the playoffs in year one with the Chargers.
Pump the brakes on that one a little bit. That might be a bit of an overreaction. Their offense was not as dynamic. I know that they were able to run the ball, which is very Jim Harbaugh-esque. And they're going to start off. They might start off 3-0 because they're at Carolina this week. They're at the Steelers. Now it depends on, hey, can they protect Justin Herbert against the Steelers? J.J. Watt was good yesterday. T.J. Watt. But then they've got the Chiefs, Broncos. I don't know.
Sounds like 4-1.
It could be 4-1.
Keep going down that schedule.
They don't have a tough schedule, but I'm just not sold yet that they're going to be a playoff team.
Sold. Watched some of this game yesterday. I thought they were sitting on the edge of making the playoffs to begin with.
So Raiders without a quarterback.
I don't care, John. I'm telling you what, man. He's already got the Harbaugh NFL offense rolling. They're gonna play it down this year. It'll be a little bit conservative. They're gonna run the football. J.K. Dobbins looks like what he was supposed to be when he entered the league, and doesn't look like he's lost a step despite the injuries.
Are you trusting him to stay healthy through 17 games though?
We'll see. You know, they do have Gus Edwards there too, so they played with a feistiness too, different edge than I've seen from that Charger team, and maybe that's what was missing.
Overreaction or not, Bryce Young is a bust. Two picks, including one on his first throw of the game. It's year two. It's not any better.
It's not any better, but he doesn't have any more to work with.
What do you mean? They went out and got Deontay Johnson. They added Robert Hunt up front. They got a new play caller, new offense.
Okay, new play caller, new offense. But, you got one more weapon than you had last year. I wouldn't have drafted him to begin with. I said that at the time. So I don't think it's too early, no.
So not an overreaction.
No, I'm with you on that one.
I think it's a little early, but man, his career reminds me of Derek Carr or David Carr's as a first round pick who is just in a hopeless situation.
Yeah.
Rico made the same comparison yesterday on the
really?
Ryan's tailgate show. Yeah.
I didn't hear that. I heard you in the tailgate show bring up Kelly Stafford. You annoyed Rico with that. But seriously, I had no idea he said that.
Why would you bring her up?
After the Jordan Love injury,
nice transition.
After the Jordan Love injury, the Packers will miss the playoffs. Tough division, could be out as many as 6 weeks.
I don't think that's an overreaction because, and I look at their schedule and I watch the way that the Colts played yesterday. Now they play the Titans in week 3 and Will Levis. Oh my goodness, that was awful. But the Vikings, Rams, I look at their schedule. No, I don't think that's an overreaction at all. Because Malik Willis, who's been there all of, 10 days now, is their backup quarterback? How do they find a way to beat the Colts? How do they find a way to even beat the awful Titans?
Well, Will Levis would be how you beat the Titans. He'll just give it to you. But yeah, they could start
disgusting.
1-4. They could be in a pretty big hole early. You can't win a division in September.
Yeah.
You can lose it.
And their schedule is tougher at the end when he actually does come back, if you know, whenever that is, versus what it is at the beginning.
I think it's an overreaction for now, because I think if they can get even one win, that they can turn it around. They kind of proved that last year. I believe they were 2-5 at one point last season. So, but man, I felt for him. And I don't know. I wonder how Lions fans felt when that happened, because that was the last play of the game. You don't want to beat the Packers that way,
right,
in the division. And I'm telling you what, it was with that field the way it was,
it wasn't great. But like I mentioned, if you're 2-5 coming, you know, when he comes back, now all of a sudden you are going to have the Bears twice, and nobody's really that scared of Caleb Williams. You'll have the Lions twice. You're going to have the Niners, the Dolphins, the Seahawks. I think that the schedule is much tougher for them at the end, and he might actually come back for the Texans game. I mean, it's not an easy road when he does come back.
Deion Sanders is more club promoter than football coach.
I hate to say it because I love Deion, but yeah. And when you hear your quarterback, your son, throw the offensive line under the bus, when you see the reaction of Travis Hunter, who's in the end zone, he's, you know, I don't know if he can ever really be covered in college football, but he doesn't get the ball thrown to him and he's screaming at everyone. Things are out of control.
Yeah, the thing's gone completely off the rails. And I'm a Deion guy, but I don't think he's meant to be a coach because he can't get the prime out of him when he coaches. And I don't think you can be prime when you're a head coach.
Not in a Power Four league.
No, it's this works in high school maybe and a lesser college, but it's club promoter might be a little strong.
Yeah.
Well, where's the actual coaching? Are they going to have anything going on? I mean, again, end of half, where's the timeout? Any development in the trenches up front? Any development on the defensive side of the ball? I get it. You love your son. He's going to the NFL. Go ahead and promote him. But you're not actually coaching this football team.
You just made me think of a question. Do you avoid drafting Shadur because you know a sideshow's coming?
You're going to throw your old line under the bus and daddy's going to be around. Yeah,
well, I think that's the sideshow everybody's talking about. But I think when I heard his comments after the game, and if I'm an NFL GM, I look at that and go, ooh, I'm going to pause for a second on what we might be getting.
You get a little squeamish.
Yeah.
The Tennessee Volunteers will host a playoff game and Nico will be in New York for the Heisman Trophy ceremony.
What, say that again?
The Tennessee Volunteers will not only be in the playoffs, they will host a playoff game at Neyland Stadium, and Nico, their quarterback, will be in New York for the Heisman Trophy ceremony.
I don't think he's in New York for the Heisman Trophy ceremony, but I do think that they could be a playoff team. I mean,
a top eight playoff team that'd be hosting a game.
Yeah, yeah. So not winning the SEC, yes, but getting somewhere between 5 and 8.
Yeah,
yeah. I think it's possible. I don't think it's an overreaction.
Especially, I think the overreaction
is the Heisman talk.
Yeah, I think Nico looks good.
Nico looks good, but there are other guys that you're going to be talking about that are going to get more pub than he's going to get.
Iamaliava. That scheme, though, is quarterback friendly.
Oh, you're just waiting to say that name, aren't you?
Iamaliava.
You know what? September Heisman talk around here, I can't. That's an overreaction for now. We've been burned many a time with people like Tate Forcier.
May Forcier be with you.
Yeah, right. You know, other than the Heisman, saying overreaction. Other than the SEC, what now has 6 of the top 7 ranked teams in AP poll? Somebody's going to lose.
Yeah. Well, everybody was touting at the first week of the season, right? The Big Ten was 17 wins and one loss. That would be in Minnesota, and they should have won. It should have been a clean sweep. I think coming out of week two, we've seen that, you know, they're not as powerful as they hope they might be.
Hey, what's that drop? I didn't know that
That's from the swinger drops.
If the game was played today, MSU would beat Michigan.
It's going to be a tough matchup. I think it's overreaction to make that proclamation, but it's a game. There's no question it's a game. That's going to come down to toughness. Who is going to be tougher? We talk about smash. I didn't see smash up front offensively. I didn't see smash up front defensively when you're talking about top 10 picks on the defense. Michigan State showed some grit. They showed some resolve of going on the road in the Big Ten against a team that has had their number over the last couple of years with the way that they played in that first game. Yeah, I think it's a game.
Did you think they'd win the Boston College game on Friday?
I didn't think it going into Maryland. Now I'm looking at it going, yeah, they got a chance. Now, Bill O'Brien has done a terrific job with BC.
They're building, and I do think would win. That's an overreaction. The game would be a toss-up in my mind because it's a rivalry, and right now the way Michigan's defense is playing as a bunch of individuals instead of a team defense, Michigan State would be able to exploit that. I hope that changes by then.
And those are weekend overreact gyms. It's 97.1.
Hey, Planet Fitness is the home of the judgment-free zone where anyone, and that means anyone including you and me, can feel comfortable and work on their fitness goals. Planet Fitness is where you can build a lasting, active lifestyle. And here's where it gets fun, because if you got a bunch of time, hey, you go in there, you mess around, you get your workout in. If you're short on time, no problem. Get a full body workout in just 30 minutes in the Planet Fitness 30-minute circuit. And they also have, with your membership, all Planet Fitness memberships include fitness training for no extra cost, so you can get some coaching as well. And if you want all the perks, you go in there and you say after a couple of months, you know what, I want a little bit more, upgrade to the Planet Fitness Black Card and enjoy all the amenities like unlimited use of the Black Card Spa featuring hydro massage chairs, total body enhancement, and more, along with access to over 2,500 locations. So if you travel, this is perfect. My father-in-law is in town. He stopped at a Planet Fitness. And they're coming from Arizona. Unlimited guest privileges as well. And I've talked about my weight loss. When you pair nutrition, which is ultimately important, with fitness, now all of a sudden you can reach all those goals that you set for yourself. And now, through the 12th, everything you want is right there for a dollar down. That's a dollar down, $15 a month, and you can cancel at any time. And here's some local highlights for you in the Detroit area. Warren has new cardio. Brighton has new cardio and a revamped strength layout. Southgate has new Matrix 360. Ann Arbor, new cardio. They're doing everything to make this the best place possible. You want more information? Go to planetfitness.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more rips.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Volleyball for the Lions. Night-night. Game over. Enough. David Montgomery, the Lions, 7 of 8 plays in overtime were runs, and David Montgomery scores the touchdown. We'll talk more Lions at 7:50. Your first impressions, any concerns from the opening game of the season, your concern level with this football team. Listen, it's a high bar. You're chasing a Super Bowl. We'll get to it at 7:50. John, I don't think Michigan's going to play in the national title this year.
No, I'm with you on that one. It took me a little bit to get there. Yeah.
You've seen the light?
Yes. The results of that game don't put them, you know, outside the playoffs. Like, obviously right now it ranks 17, they're outside the playoffs. They can still recover, but it's their performance that keeps them outside the playoffs. That performance was, I obviously took Texas in the 7.5 when we did our picks, because I just thought there was way too much to try and improve upon. But they didn't improve upon anything. Some of that is Texas is really freaking good. Quinn Ewers, I said it last week, I think he's the best quarterback in college football. There's some other good performances, but I think he is as good as it gets this year in college football. When you can pick apart a defense, you've got the pocket presence that he has. The question I had was, will his decision-making be better than it was last year? And in the first game, I forget who they played. Colorado State. He did throw an interception where I'm like, what's he doing? Mm-hmm. And I kept thinking, if we can just get that moment, Michigan was going to need help, and he did not help us. And Michigan took advantage of no Texas mistakes. In a game like that, you're going to have to take advantage of mistakes. And early on, when they score a touchdown, but it's called back because of a holding. You force him into a field goal, and a very good field goal kicker misses a makeable kick, and then you come and go 3 and out, and you start your offensive series with a procedure penalty. Like, it just, they didn't take advantage of any minimal mistakes that Texas had. Texas forced Michigan into so many mistakes. Michigan, you know, shot themselves into a foot. You know, all-American tight end lays the ball on the ground, can't do it, turns into points. You throw an interception, turns into points. Like you had nothing offensively, and I will say this. I watched that offense, and if anybody listened to the broadcast, I was questioning at the time play selection. It doesn't appear to me that Sherrone Moore, it's not what we've seen over the last 3 years when Sherrone Moore was calling the plays. To me, it's obvious it's not him. So I think he needs to be a bigger part of whether it's the game plan during the week or calling plays on Saturday. That's one that I think needs to be an adjustment. And then on defense, you have some really good players. No one's going to sit here and say, Will Johnson, okay, you're not a good player. Mason Graham is an individual, is a good player. Kenneth Grant is a good player. But you got to play as you got to play team defense. I didn't see any team defense.
That to me was the headline, by the way. I knew the offense would struggle.
Yes.
I had been sold by Tom and by the show that the defense for Michigan would be good enough to get them in the playoff. What I saw was a fraudulent performance from the defense. They could not get off the field on third down in that football game. Outside of a Texas hold, I think they had one third down stop in the entire first half.
No, it was I think they were 8 of 10 in the first half.
Right. So outside of the hold on one third down stop. So I know people want to say, well, the offense couldn't move it, so the defense was tired. Here's how you solve your own problem. You get a stop on third down, and then you get to go on the sideline, and you get to catch your breath.
Yeah.
But if you don't get off the field on third down, you did it to yourself. They couldn't get stops. John, they were getting bullied on the line of scrimmage.
Which was shocking to me.
Which I think that's eye-opening.
Very good offensive line by Texas, but I thought that was the most excited I had been to watch an individual matchup, and Texas just hit him in the mouth.
So you're getting bullied up front with a couple guys who have NFL futures in the trenches. And then these blitzing, you're chasing your tail on these blitzes. You vacated the space, and Texas is more than comfortable with their RPO offense to say, oh, we'll dump off to the running back, a little short screen over here. We're going to throw it where you're not. They were chasing their tail. And I think he's like, well, yeah, Michigan can get better as the year goes on, but you're not teaching an old dog new tricks. This is Wink Martindale. They're going to blitz a lot. They're going to vacate some space. They're going to give up some plays. And they have no margin for error because offensively, they're a mess. John, multiple third and threes where you just wave the white flag. Here comes Alex Orji. Everybody knows what's coming. It's going to be a run. Spoiler alert. Stopped a run. Field goal. You're off the... I mean, John, they don't have a quarterback. And I knew that going in, but if their defense isn't rock solid elite, they're not winning 9-10 games. This is not a playoff team.
No. No, and I don't think anybody... I'm not going to argue that they are. Yeah. Not at all. Not after watching the performance out there.
Well, when you play statement games, you make statements afterwards. And my statement is they're not a playoff team, and it's hard to argue otherwise.
Michigan made their statement.
Yeah.
They made their own statement. They're not a playoff team right now.
And I also, and we'll take phone calls on it, 248-539-9797. The Davis Warren quote after the game. He's a great story. I'm sure he's a great young man, but it was so Michigan it hurt. We let them win that football game. You didn't let them win that football game. They were better than you.
Yeah, they came in and took that game.
Right. It's a tough pill to swallow to say the other side was better than you, but you can't be arrogant about it, Michigan. They were better than you.
Well, this is where I differ. I'm not going to sit there and throw college players under the bus for comments that they make because from his perspective, he threw a couple of interceptions. One of them led to direct points. It was a ball on the ground. And in the second half, the defense only allowed one touchdown. Now,
well, they kind of called the dogs off a little bit, right?
Yeah, did Texas take the foot off the gas? Sure. They just wanted to get out of there without any injuries, which mission accomplished. No, you know, they got the win, no major injuries, and they get to go and live a good life. Whereas in Ann Arbor, we are left with trying to figure out how to solve multiple issues.
Ticket Texter says, Sherrone got out-coached. Two big third down opportunities, yet he took Warren off the field for a predictable play with Alex Orji. That's what it comes down to for me. If you think Davis Warren is your starting quarterback, and he doesn't look very good, but let's just say that he is the best guy. You've evaluated him in practice. He's going to take the majority of snaps. It's a critical third down.
Yeah.
You're taking your best quarterback in your own eyes off the field to bring in a guy who can't throw the out route, who can't throw the ball. who telegraphs your play call on a third down, you have a hard enough time winning up front in the trenches with a brand new offensive line. You're going to out and out, speaking of sign steal, give the other team basically your play call and say, we're running it. You're going to get swallowed up.
And whether or not Jerome is the one calling the plays, as head coach, he's co-signing on everything that happens on the field, on both sides of the ball.
Not to mention that you come out with Orgy, Texas calls timeout, then you come out with Orgy, same formation, what's going to happen?
Surprise, surprise, it's a run, and they were ready for it. Texas says, I don't think Michigan gets to the playoffs. Another one says, the line looks like garbage. So much for Sherrone Moore doing his job like he had previously with the offensive line. The play calling is pitiful. Our defensive coordinator reminds me of Don Brown. Yikes. All they do is blitz. There's nothing good about it. So you have the second coming of Don Brown. You're not going to make it. I don't see them winning more than 7 games, signed Dunn Ticket Text.
That's on the table because you look at their schedule. USC, that looks, after last week, a lot tougher than it did coming into the season. Oregon, while Oregon may not look like, I mean, the Boise, they needed a field goal at the end to beat Boise State. Boise State's a good team. They may not be the, you know, the bully that everybody thought they were coming into the Big Ten. That's a tough game. Obviously, Ohio State, if you play like that, Ohio State, Ryan Day may put up, you know, they may go for that 100 that they talked about a few years ago.
So, John, are the Don Brown comparisons too much yet?
For me, it is too much right now. But when you have a player like Will Johnson that basically has eliminated half the field against Texas, they didn't even try and test him. They tested everybody else on the other side. And you don't find a way to help with safety over the top, or hey, we're gonna go, you know, if we're gonna go man coverage, you're still gonna have some help over the top. That to me, it's football 101.
Yeah, I feel like Sark really put on a master class. He said, we're going to find, hey, Mason Graham, you want to put him off on the end sometimes? Great, we're going to run away from him. He's off the field. We're going to run as much as we can with our offensive line. You want to put Will Johnson over there? Great, little bubble over here, little pass over here. We'll throw Isaiah Bond on a key third down on the other side of the field.
Will Johnson was even, I mean, the one play that he made at the 2-yard line, he came from the other side of the field to make that play. And I mean, he is a good player. But you've got to be able to play really good team defense. If you know you've got that, then use it as an asset and put all of your other, you know, chips in one pile on the other side.
Guys, I see you on hold. We're going to get some phone calls on this. Your reactions to Michigan football, not just losing to Texas. They were touchdown underdogs. It's how they lost. They got throttled. It was ugly. They had very little going for what's supposed to be a great defense, and the offense continues to befuddle. More of your thoughts next. It's 97.1. All for taking accountability. You didn't let them win, though. They were the better team. Texas rolls into Michigan, batters the Wolverines. So much for a great defense. Like, I knew the quarterback situation was bad. We've talked about it. I think it's inexcusable to have this level of quarterback room from a reigning national champion. But the defense was supposed to be the saving grace, and they couldn't get off the field on third down. So if they were huffing and puffing, you can't blame the offense. You got to make a stop on third down. You're getting bullied. You're running around with your tail, you know, chasing your tail because the blitzes weren't hitting home. It was a disaster of a performance for Michigan. Losing the game was predictable. Texas was favored. Losing that way should send alarm bells that this is not a playoff team. They're going to be fighting to get to 8 wins this season.
Yes, they will be. I mean, if they play like that against any team on their schedule, it's going to be a dogfight. You're going to be scratching and clawing to get wins.
To the phones we go. Matt in Hazel Park, you're on 97.1.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Good morning.
Good morning. So I am not a Michigan fan, but they did lose to Texas in a very bad way. But I was watching the USC and the Oregon game, and John, you stole some of my thunder. Those teams are hyped up to be, you know, like they're supposed to be the best, but they struggled in their wins. And I just think if Michigan pulls it together just a little, they will be able to beat those teams. And I see Michigan possibly 10-2.
I can't see it.
Well, so let me ask you this. The way USC played against LSU, you think if they show up in the big house, that Michigan, like, they're not as good. Going into the season, they were not hyped up. They, you know, could they find a defense? Could they replace Caleb Williams? I think they found both of those.
Right. Oh, I mean, just everyone's like, oh, you know, USC is going to be super tough to beat. And
they will
they
be.
They struggled.
Well, hold on. They struggled in a game against LSU. I mean, come on.
Yeah, they're a good team. Don't get me wrong. Like I said, I'm not a Michigan fan. I don't care if Michigan wins, but I like competitiveness and stuff. And Michigan was not competitive yesterday, but they're overall a competitive team, you know, throughout history. And I just think they pull it together. They could do something.
Right, and I think we're trying to define what something is. I don't think it's something good right now.
Like, John, you always say, like, teams are allowed to get better. And sure, I can't tell you definitively that they won't get better. What I'm telling you is the quarterback situation isn't going to get better. Not significantly, anyway. And defensively, it's a hyper-aggressive, blitz-heavy guy who I think you have some questions about, because I thought they mismanaged that game on the defensive side.
You're going to have to make adjustments. And I didn't see the adjustments I thought I would see from Wink throughout the course of the game. Now, they didn't blitz like they did against Fresno State. And then looking at Arkansas State, like, there's nothing that is going to be gained from the game against Arkansas State. Like, they're not, so the next test they have is USC. You've got 2 weeks to improve. 2 weeks to figure out how you can find a way to put a pass rush on, to defend the pass. And then offensively, what are you going to do with the offensive line? The offensive line, there aren't reinforcements coming. So if you're not going to make changes up front, you're not going to shuffle things around, you've got to be a play caller that will give certain guys an advantage. If you can't hold up at the tackle position, then and I don't want to take Colston Loveland out of a route, but there are other tight ends, there are running backs that you can give help to some of those tight ends, or I mean to some of those tackles, to be able to get the ball off.
We'll talk Lions at 7:50. Lions Victory Monday going to be a huge part of the show. Just a quick conversation on Michigan football. Robert and Davidson, you're next up. You're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Before I jump into the Michigan situation, yeah, I am definitely happy as the HE double hockey sticks about the Lions win. Wasn't perfect, but we'll get better. But I could not believe when they brought Orgy in and ran him up the middle. That to me just made me turn my TV off. I knew, hey, we got our national championship last year, but they absolutely look terrible.
Well, and I mean, it was no surprise when he comes in, and that was one of the comments I made on the broadcast. Was I think everybody listening, everybody watching on TV, everybody in the stadium knew what was coming when they brought in Orgy on third down twice.
It's predictable. All right, we'll talk Lions football 7:50. Let's get to Heather in the news.
Well, Tyreek Hill helped lead the Miami Dolphins to a comeback win against the Jacksonville Jaguars yesterday, but hours before kickoff, he was on the ground in cuffs just a block away from the stadium. So he was pulled over for apparently reckless driving, and he said after that, I guess things escalated. He did a post-game conference, and he said that he didn't know why he was cuffed, and he said that he wasn't disrespectful to the officers in any way. And like he said, some of his teammates did show up to support him. Some of them ended up in cuffs themselves. A crazy situation. Afterward, there was an investigation by the police station, and one of the officers involved has been placed on administrative leave.
Well, ran into Paul Blart, and mall cop's going to be on leave.
Yeah. The mother of the Georgia high school shooter allegedly called the school before the killings, warning staff of an extreme emergency involving her son. So a relative says that this boy's mom called and texted a school counselor to urge them to find her son immediately so that they could check on him. And this was about 30 minutes before the shooting took place, which is devastating to hear that there could have maybe been time to have stopped this. Of course, there's still more unfolding with this story. Selena Gomez, you guys, she has joined the Billionaires Club. Wow. According to a new report, she is worth $1.3 billion. She's only 32 years old, so she is now one of the youngest female billionaires in the country. And most of her wealth actually comes from her cosmetics line. It's not from her acting or her music. The rest of it does come from that as well, but most of it is coming from that makeup line, which is absolutely incredible.
Good for her.
Yeah, definitely. Kendrick Lamar will be headlining the Super Bowl halftime show in February. This is going to be his second Super Bowl halftime show. Never has he headlined before, but he was part of the hip-hop theme show back in 2022. And he says that rap music is still the most impactful genre to date, and he's going to be there to remind the world why. Super Bowl 59 goes down February 9th in New Orleans.
Has anybody brought up the collaboration that he did on one of his number ones with Taylor Swift?
Oh,
I mean, we saw him on a collaborative song. Do we possibly see her? Like, I can't believe I'm certainly not the first to bring this up.
You're
right?
You're not, but she, first of all, if she was going to do the halftime show, she'd headline the halftime show. She's not going to show up to do a little appearance.
If the Chiefs are in it, she might be there anyway. So why not just, hey, I'm going to go sing
one song,
a little ditty at halftime.
You never know. Yeah. You never know. Hey, if you were a kid in the early 90s and Home Alone had a big impact on you like it did for me.
Oh, yeah. I'm there.
Oh, my gosh. Home Alone was like one of my favorite movies. And I wanted to write and be in the second Home Alone, like when I was a little girl. Anyway, Macaulay Culkin is going on tour to talk about Home Alone. Yes. So it's a show. It's called A Nostalgic Night with Macaulay Culkin. Kicks off on November 30th in New York, ends December 15th in Massachusetts. And it's basically a screening of the movie. So you go back and rewatch Home Alone, and then he'll be there to do like a Q&A with the audience afterward. There's a VIP package. You can meet him, do photos with him. And he will be in Detroit on December 8th at the Masonic Temple.
Well, we see you there. Interested.
No.
Possibly. I mean, I would totally go.
It has Emily watched Home Alone?
Not yet. What did she watch last year? We didn't show her. She watched like cartoony Christmas movies.
Teddy loves Home Alone.
Does he really?
Absolutely loves it. Yes.
I can't wait to show Emily and Brooks, but they're still kind of little, so I don't know how much she would appreciate it yet.
It's Heather with the news. Coming up next, Lions 1-0. First impressions, level of concern. It's 97.1.
Hey, I decided last late summer, we needed a new roof on the house. We called Rapid Roofing. Mike Beattie and his team came out. I was impressed from start to finish. A great estimate, great detail on what needed to be done. And then in one day, ripped the roof off, made the repairs, put a new lid on it, and cleaned everything up, and we're gone. I love the fact that they're also very involved in the community as well with Wounded Warriors. They support those who give us our freedom, so why not support them as well? It's Rapid Roofing, and give them a call, 888-360-ROOF. That's 888-360-ROOF, or you can find more information on the web at rapidroofing.com.
Dan Miller on the call. Lions start the season with a win. Wasn't pretty. Doesn't matter. 1-0. Victory Monday. I hate that they left it to a coin toss, John, but I absolutely love the drive they went on to slam the door.
Oh, hey, that was a no-doubter. Thank you for coming, and thank you for making this exciting, but you're not getting the ball back.
8 plays, 7 on the ground. David Montgomery, 5 runs, 45 yards, and a touchdown. He would not be denied.
It's like a quarterback, whether it's Patrick Mahomes. We've seen it at times with Josh Allen. We saw it a couple of years ago in Thanksgiving game when Josh Allen was here. They get the ball, and you're like, wish we could get it back, and you just can't. They gave the ball. I know David Montgomery was the one carrying it. They gave the ball to the offensive line and said, go win us the game. You are the strength of this team. Everybody has talked about, we asked Brian Baldinger last week, where does this offensive line rank? And he talked about the Philly offensive line and mentioned a couple others. But if you're going to be the best offensive line in the NFL, you got to have moments like that where it's just, hey, we know you're running the ball. We can't stop you.
what I saw out of this football team, plenty of things to clean up, right? 17 unanswered with a team down to a backup offensive line, no Puka Nacua. It was frustrating, okay? But I think what's most telling is the DNA of this football team is intact. The DNA of when push comes to shove, grit don't quit, we're going to lean on you, we're going to run the ball. It had to feel helpless if you were a Rams fan. If you were McVay, if you were Stafford, here you are thinking, we're cobbling together something. And, well, the Lions have decided the game's over. So,
yeah.
Goodbye. Good night.
Thank you. Yeah, see thanks for coming.
Appreciate it. Mm-hmm. See you later.
Give Kelly our best.
Thank you for not showing her, by the way. I know there was talk she's actually going to be there. I didn't see her. It was a lovely game. John, I also think it's worth highlighting J-Mo. I'm not thrilled with the offense overall. I don't think you should be thrilled with the offense. Push came to shove, they got it done. And I think you got the J-Mo we were promised. The idea was if the middle of the field's not there, if the game's getting bogged down, you punish people. You want to put him one-on-one? Good luck. You want to leave him open? Well, first of all, he'll get himself open. But you can't leave him one-on-one all game. He will burn you. This is the J-Mo we were promised. That's the glimmer, the breakout that we've been waiting for.
Yeah, and when other teams are now figuring out or trying to figure out how to defend the Lions, the answer has always been, we saw it with Chicago last year, you'd shut down the middle.
Mm-hmm.
They had nothing on the edges to be able to threaten you. Now, with Jamison Williams, you've got that threat on the outside. You've got that threat deep. So what does Tampa Bay do? Do they try and limit Jamison Williams? Now, all of a sudden, instead of 3-13 for Amon-Ra St. Brown, he's the guy with 120 yards.
Yeah, he'll have the bounce back
game. Or Sam Laporta.
Yeah, I'm not panicked about it. I mean, I wanted him to be more involved, especially sure. As that game was starting to get tense. I'm going, really? Guy's got 3 catches, 13 yards? Go win the game. And I again, I'm frustrated that they didn't put it away in regulation, because if the coin toss goes the other way, you just don't know.
Right.
I would have loved to see them punch it in the end zone at the end of the fourth quarter. Having said all that, I still trust this offense to be among the best in football. I still expect this team to be in contention for the Super Bowl. Just some things they got to get cleaned up. Like the defensive line, I would have liked to see them get home more, especially given the Rams' front. Especially given the Rams' offensive line down 2 tackles. They lost another tackle in game and a guard in game. Like, I would have liked to see, and I know they got Stafford under duress, get him on the ground.
Right, yeah. It's the same story in terms of the pass rushes last year. Hey, we're doing great at pressuring the passer, but ultimately, if you want to affect the results, then those hits aren't just a little bit later or just a little bit low and result in a 15-yard penalty. They are actual sacks with the quarterback still has the ball in hand.
Right, and you want to win a Super Bowl. You can't just get to Mahomes, get to Josh Allen. You have to finish the play. If you pressure him, the great quarterbacks are still, and I'm not calling Stafford great, but Stafford, if you pressure him, he has the ability to get the ball out different arm angles. He's a gunslinger. If you don't put him on the ground, you're playing with fire. And I think we were expecting the defense to get home with a backup offensive line and didn't see much of it.
Yeah.
The other thing is marrying the coverages. If they're getting the ball out quicker than you can get to them, you got to bring your DBs up and play a little more aggressively. You can still keep somebody back, but I thought they were giving him too much cushion.
Yeah, if you're talking about Stafford getting the ball in his hands, out of his hands, because you're getting that pressure, that's one way to defeat it. And, you know, yeah, you give up a pressure, but ultimately you don't give up a sack and you have a completion. You've got to marry the back end with the front end.
248-539-9797. No shortage of things to talk about. Better to talk about them in a win.
Oh, yeah.
Good to see that DNA reinforced. This team is still a tough team. Even through the adversity, some of it self-inflicted, they find a way to win. We'll get Raymond next up. Raymond, you're in Commerce Township. You're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, John. Good morning, Jim.
Hey.
And how delicious is it not only to see the Lions win, but before the game even starts? Hello, Bears fans. I thought you guys had a QB. Your QB can't even throw for 100 yards in the game, and you guys somehow still squeak out a win. So that was kind of delicious there. But I want to kind of talk to Lions fans out there that have just been kind of been a little bit of the naysayers, if you will. Let's go through the checkoff box, if you will. Jared Goff can't throw the deep ball. Check mark. Jamison Williams, 52-yard bomb. Jared Goff can't run the ball because he's not a mobile quarterback. Oh, wait a minute. He picked up a key third down because of his legs. Of course, you had Dan Campbell in the fourth down decisions. People are looking at him like, man, why can't you just trust the kicker? He trusted his kicker last night in the most pressure situations. There is just something about this team that it looks like they've grown up. They have become the team that it looks more like a veteran team than even some of the Rams players and whatnot that got gassed at the end of that game. I'm so proud of Dan Campbell and the way that he called, especially even that last minute, just letting the clock run down as much as possible. I mean, there's just so many things that went into the game. Just take care of business. He will be aggressive. There will be times in the season that he's going to absolutely drive us insane for why would you go four and fourth down. But the ability to trust in your team is just something that you can't put a price on it. And the team just took it and ran with it, even in the overtime.
Yeah, I don't think he made any bad decisions. He had the fourth and two early. I love that they went for it. Late in the game, you have to play the game of chicken with Sean McVay, because if you score, you don't want to leave them too much time. So there's a fine line between urgency to get in the end zone while also making sure that you don't score too early. They ultimately had enough time. They just didn't convert a third down. Yep. The beauty is they left them only 18 seconds. You get a chance to win it in overtime. I thought he handled it very well.
And a little bit more confidence built up in Jake Bates.
Right. I know those kicks
weren't long,
right,
but there's some high pressure at the end there.
Learn something about Bates. Learn something about J-Mo. Learn something about themselves in a game where, too close for comfort, they found a way to win. 248-539-9797. Your takeaways, your first impressions, any concerns you may have. It's 97.1.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nore Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nore.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.